There had to be something wrong with it. There had to be. So we literally, in the delivery room, had 10 different specialists. The heart specialist, the lung, the this, the that. It was literally like everybody. And to, you know, to save this baby that's going to just die. Like, they were sure she's just going to die. This can't be happening, right? Man, she pops out. Boom. The main specialist guy grabs her, and he goes running over to the thing. And of course, I'm going right with him. I'm right there next to all the people are, you know. And she starts crying, you know, just like the last two that we had. And he was like poking her, like pushing her, stretching her, doing all this crazy stuff to her, you know, like I'd never seen anything like that. But I guess, you know, babies are malleable, you can, you know. And he does this for a minute, and he turns and he looks at me and he goes, "She's absolutely perfect." And I just had, you know, tears coming down my face. I already knew that. You know, I've been saying the whole time she's going to be big. She's going to be amazing. She's going to be perfect. And it's super weird. She is such a sweet little girl. There she is, right? Picture of her. She's so sweet. That's grace. That's faith. But she's just the sweetest little thing. And there she is. And she is, because all our kids are different. She's got the biggest heart. Just the biggest heart. I'm like, I wish I had that heart, you know? And I really believe she's of the Lord for his plan and his purpose. And that, you know, God was doing something for his glory. It was another brick, I'd say, in my life. Maybe not even a brick, maybe like a freaking capstone or something. I don't know. Something, you know. But to see God do that and then to see how she operates, she's just literally on her own has this heart for the Lord. It's crazy. So, don't let people tell you anything contrary to the bricks that he's laid and the foundation that he's made, building up your faith, right? Because where I know I'm going to face, that was a huge trial. I've been through other trials, but to be told that your baby's going to die, that really sucks. It's really hard. And I know that happens, and it happened already. So I know. But I also believe God in that moment wanted me, "Hey son, you've seen me do it again and again and again." And I had already had a couple that didn't make it. He's like, "Do you trust me? Do you believe? Is this another, you know, building block?" "Yes, Lord. Yes, I believe I'm going to have faith, even though I looked stupid, the doctors thought I was an idiot, you know, my ex, she thought I was an idiot, you know." Don't worry about them. That's not your, God's looking at your heart, and it's your faith, it's not their faith. They don't have it, you know, it's yours. What did Jesus say? If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to go jump in the freaking ocean, and it will. Now, obviously, he's being extreme in his allegory there, but Jesus is not a liar, right? He's not a liar. So when he says, just have a little bit of faith, and God can get it done, he's not kidding. He really means it. So the next trial, the next thing that comes at you, remember that. You know, and I'm sure you guys have stories as well of the building blocks of faith in your life. Continue to let them build. Continue to let them grow. Let that be the foundation of your walk going forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.